Member Week is back at Lowe's with big savings for pros. Now through October 15th, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, building materials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings before they're gone. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she realized it wasn't just a haunting. It was actually a fight for her life and for her baby's soul.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you very much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, you know we'd like to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Just write it down if you'd rather do that. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, that's an option available to you. You get no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive. You can do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here. And I'm going to have to say, you and I are having a pretty good day.
It's pretty good. I'm not going to
complain
about
good day
this
today. Because as everyone knows, we are big Chicago Cubs fans. And today, our Cubs, for the first time in 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Going into the postseason. So we're
so excited.
Oh,
October. Oh. Who doesn't love October baseball?
Oh, my. You know, it's, I just forgot how exciting it is when your team makes it. It's like, oh, my God.
I know.
Because the last time they made it, I think, was that weird season of COVID. Remember?
It was. And it was. And it almost feels like that doesn't even count.
I know. Because I saw a play show up on my Facebook memories. It was like the Cubs. It was some great play. I don't even remember who did it. And there's nobody in the stands. It was like there's nobody there. It's just guys playing baseball in this huge empty ballpark. And I remember being happy when they played baseball because you could see it again and it gave us something to do. But then they tried to put the fake people in the stands.
It just, that was stupid.
And then they all just stopped.
Oh, yeah, that was really dumb. Yeah, I forgot.
It was very weird.
Yeah.
So it's just, so that didn't really count. I got so freaking excited today. I couldn't stand it.
I know.
I'm here working and I'm like, okay, I've got to stop. I've got to go watch the end of this ball game. And
yeah,
they clinched.
I'm excited. My son is also a huge Cubs fan. Well, as if my children ever had a choice.
They did not have a choice.
They did not really. But it was great because he happened to be home today when it was on and we got to watch the last few innings together. And as it got closer and you could see it was going to happen, it was pretty exciting. I had goosebumps, I got to say.
I kind of had tears in my eyes. So excuse Kathy and I over the next few weeks. You might be hearing about baseball a little bit more, but that's just the way it goes.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry. So we've got this phone call today and it's a pretty long phone call. So if in the middle of this, you want to stop and say something, we can do that if you want to, but I plan on just playing this entire phone call. So here we go.
Yes. Hi. This happened in 1991. My daughter was just old enough to stand up in her crib. I had went through a horrible divorce. He still had some furniture in the house. I had a live-in since I worked a lot. So she babysat my daughter and she would leave on the weekends. I lived in San Diego and this was in October. I was very close to my grandfather. We would talk every day. He raised me. He was lieutenant commander in the Navy, very conservative, did not believe, of course, he was an engineer, didn't believe in anything supernatural, even though he had experience when he was a kid. I had gone, it was just a regular day. I believe I went to a picnic that day and I was being woken up by this sound, like a moaning sound. I felt like someone pulling me. I had just came out of my mouth. I'm not religious. I've never said this before. I said, God's my savior and you cannot have me. And when I opened my eyes, there's my clock radio. It has those red letters, or I'm sorry, numbers, and that illuminate it in the evening, of course. And I saw just this part of the arm from the fingertips just to the elbow, but with a sleeve, like as a jacket. And I could see right through it. I got up because I could hear my daughter crying. And I went into her room. And when I walked into the room, it was ice cold. I hadn't been home all day. I've been working all day. I woke up my living and I asked her, where is her long sleeve pajamas? It's in October, but it's still San Diego. It's not like it's freezing, but her room, I just felt it when I walked in. She was standing up crying. I had Josephina, that is my live-in's name, Josephina come and put some warmer pajamas on since I didn't know where they were. And put her back to bed and I just kind of shook off what I just saw. I've got this huge clock. It was in the 90s. I've got one of those really big clocks on the wall, and I noticed it was like around 3 o'clock. The next day, normal day, I remember I was just kind of organizing. I've got like these sliding mirrored closet doors in my room. I had stuff leaned up against it, but I could still see the mirrors. I went to bed normal time. I was in that sleep and not sleep, in between sleep and not sleeping, whatever that's called. I can't remember that state. And I remember thinking about this guy that we would just take walks, very platonic. We would just meet, take walks, and for some reason I'm having a dream about him as we were walking around the same place that we would meet in real life. We're just walking around this man-made lake. And I'm thinking about that, but I literally felt like a sensation, like a different sensation, like as if, like arousal, I would say, kind of this. And I'm like, this is very, very, you start to kind of wake up. And I start getting scared because I'm like, I'm not having any one of those dreams, but I'm having that feeling. And I remember my heartbeat. I just started to wake up and I could not get up. It just felt like this, like something that was on top of me that was so heavy and I couldn't move. And I really, really did panic. I tried to get up, and when I opened my eyes, this huge orb came up off of me. I saw it come up off me. I saw the vibrations in it, and I could hear it like this, like sound, this fluttering sound, and I saw the vibrations in it. It took off, it came up off me. It went through my closet mirrored doors and then shot out to the right like a flying saucer. I mean, so fast, it just whoop. It zipped off like that, and I got up, and again, I said, God's my savior. You cannot have me. At that point, I knew something was horribly wrong. The fact that it happened two nights in a row just completely freaked me out, literally. And I saw, it was, honest to God, it was like the same time. Like I had that big clock. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning again. And I got up and I started just saying, you cannot have me. You need to get out of my house. You cannot, God's my savior. You cannot have me or my daughter. You need to leave. And I was like mad. I'm like completely, like I'm out of my mind. I'm like, this is crazy. But I was like fighting. I was just fighting for this thing. And I was so strong and so adamant. You cannot have me. You cannot have my daughter. My daughter was crying again. I go in there again. It's freezing cold. I take her and I woke up Josefina and I asked her, she's from Mexico. And I asked her, Josefina, could you please just say a prayer, something's going on. And she's just like, you're local in the cabeza. I'm like, I just experienced this. And could you please say some prayers? I can't really remember that night very well. I know I ended up taking Brisa, my daughter. I took her to bed with me and I slept with her the rest of the night. And I know Josephine, I think she said a couple of prayers. The next morning, I think that's when I called my ex. I told him, you need to take everything out of the house. He was really not a good guy at all. Real bad energy. Just everything that was going on with him was just horrific. And I told him, you need to come and pick up all of your furniture, everything. I don't care if I was left with absolutely nothing. I was just like, you have to come and pick this up. Since, and I got holy water. I went up the street. There was no one around to do a blessing or anything. They just said, well, help yourself to holy water. And back in when those little Coke bottles were popular, those little tiny Cokes, I filled the bottles, the glass bottles, I filled that thing up. Josephina was still there. I asked her to help me say prayers. Like I said, I wasn't religious. I didn't know any prayers, just do real basic ones. We went through the house, upstairs, downstairs, all of the rooms, and blessed the house. My grandfather, like I said, we would talk like girlfriends almost like every day. He raised me super conservative, and he called me, or I called him, whatever, and he's like, the damnedest thing happened last night when I went to bed. I went to bed, and he goes to bed early. Of course, he's older, and I bet he was like in his young 70s. And he's like, I went to bed, and my razor that has the little light, the little red light that charges, went up the wall. That one little red light went up the wall and then split out into like two lights on each side and just spread all the way across the wall. The razor woke him up because it went on, you know, it just turned on by itself. And then when he looked, the light just went up the wall and then spread out across the wall. And because he's an engineer, he's like, that was the damnedest thing. I can't figure out what would do that. So he's trying to figure it out. I said, well, I had some things happen to me, Grandpa, last night, for this past couple of nights. I was petrified. I slept on the couch. I had a heart murmur. Anyway, so I asked my grandfather, I couldn't really go into details. Could not go into details. What happened to me? Okay. So I'm listening to him and I'm thinking energy. I felt and saw that orb, and it had like those vibrations. And I'm like, this makes sense. You know, we had all that chaos in my house. I was a single mom, and it was my home that I own, and but I'm just trying to survive and with a you know, baby. And but it made sense to me, energy. And it wasn't good energy that actually was going on. It wasn't, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to go to my grandfather's house because I can't sleep. I'm sleeping on the couch. I'm going to go to my grandfather's house. And then it wasn't a week or just a few days later, he said he was in his chair. He's fallen asleep in his lazy boy chair, and he looks over to the right, and there's a man standing there with a jacket on, with a cap. And he just stands there. My grandfather looks, and he just disappears. And my grandfather's like, well, I think it might have been reflection from the TV, trying to make sense of it, because that's who he is. It wasn't but a few days after that, same affirmation, but stood there, same thing. He's fallen asleep. He's woken up, he looks over, and that same affirmation standing there, and that affirmation turns around and just walks down the hallway. So when my grandfather, when we got together for Thanksgiving with his son, my aunt and uncles, they live in La Jolla, and at the time, they were overlooking a cemetery, and there were too many stories. So I was so petrified to even go home. I wore a little crucifix. I'm not even religious. I wore little crosses on my bra and underwear. I mean, it was just so telling your story, you know, I have met a person that had a similar story that saw an orb and then could see the vibrations and hear it. I had another friend that had that. I know it was a male, 100% it was a male presence, because I felt like whoever was on top of me just felt violent, and it was male, 100%. So that is one of the worst, my worst ghost story. I have another one, what happened to my son that was going in the spa that I was working at, and then I might have brought that energy to the house, but it was a doppelganger story, but very interesting how people that have experiences like this could have like another one. And it's just so, they're so hard to believe. I don't even believe other people's ghost stories, but thank you for letting me vent on this one. Thank you. I enjoy your show. Love your show. And thanks again.
You know, I do like to think this is a safe place to talk about paranormal things. But
well, I agree.
Whatever happened to her, it seems sudden. It wasn't like there was this ramp up where she had talked about there was activity for a long time. It seems like all of this was very sudden the way it happened. And then for her grandfather, who she's very close to, for him to be having weird experiences too and seeing apparitions, I thought it was strange. So she kind of seems like, I was a little confused, but seems like she kind of connected it to her ex. And she's like, get everything out of the house. Almost like his negative energy might have been stirring it up a little bit.
Well, I wonder if she was just grasping at straws.
Kind of seemed like that too, because she didn't know what to do.
I agree that, you know, you can have this bad energy, and I think it can antagonize the situation. So that I get. I don't know that we have any proof whatsoever in this situation that the ex has anything to do with it. He was just a bad guy, right? And that he... getting the stuff out of the house, getting him out of her life, maybe could help her, you know, stabilize things.
She didn't say anything about anything changing once he got his stuff out, right?
And I was waiting for that to see if anything changed. But I did also didn't feel like this went on for a super long time, did you?
No.
Like, we had a couple days or a week or something of these activities, and they blessed and they had the holy water and they did these things. And then she didn't really talk anymore because she went to the grandfather.
Mm-hmm. I kind of wanted to know like what happened.
So I'm trying to, number one, I guess the question is, and also when we talk about these things, it's just us, Carol and I, thinking about what was said.
We're just spitballing.
And we're thinking about possibilities in this story. So I guess my first question is, as we look at the story as she presented it, do you think the grandfather's episodes have anything to do with what was happening to her?
I kind of do. Because she had, and I don't know why though, because she was having...
Well, the timing is suspect.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. It was a timing thing. And so...
She said she felt like it was a male presence. He saw a male presence twice.
Mm-hmm.
And like she said, he's the type of person that really was, you know, not a believer type person. He was a skeptical person about things and kind of old school. So that is suspect. Why?
Exactly.
I keep thinking about this. It's not like they lived in the same house or next door or whatever. Like,
but they're really
what
close.
What would grandfather have to do with her and
I don't know.
This same entity? Why would it come to both of them.
Yeah, that
so
I can't put
if
together.
If that is the case, all right, let's just say, yes, in fact, it's the same thing that's doing this to both of them at the same time. Okay, I think we can rule out the husband, the ex.
But I get why.
You know, I don't get why. The ex has nothing to do with it at that point, right?
But she's grasping at straws, so I get why she's like, it's right, all negative, it's negative, it's negative.
But if we suggest that it's the same entity doing both these things, I don't see the ex having anything to do with that. He can be making her life a living hell. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. And yes, good. Just go ahead and get the shit out of the house and, you know, feel better about your life just by, you know, making that good, clean break.
Yeah.
I don't think that would have had a darn thing to do with it if this thing also visited the grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So what would it be? See, that's what's got me stumped. What would it be that is the connecting force between the two of them to have this same thing happening? Other than grandfather, granddaughter are just extremely close. And the grandfather is perceptive and actually is seeing things that are haunting her.
See,
like he's able
to see
into it.
I thought I was a little nervous when she started talking about the grandpa all of a sudden seeing somebody stand there. I'm like, is somebody get him, come to him to help him cross over? That's what I thought. So I'm glad that didn't happen.
I'm wondering if it's just because their bond is so strong that he was able to see what this thing was that was actually attacking her.
Perhaps,
that he
yeah.
could see it. And because he's a protector of her, I'm assuming he's very protective of his granddaughter, that maybe it was the grandfather that was able to kind of put a protective wall there. You know, she was grasping at straws. I'm going to throw holy water on this. I'm going to bless this. I'm going to get the furniture out of the house. I'm going to do every damn thing I can think of to do. And maybe in the end, it was the grandfather.
Who got rid of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
And when the thing tried to get through grandfather, he wouldn't let it pass.
And I wonder, too, if because she was going through a really rough time.
Sure.
And so I wonder if, you know, just emotional distress and anxiety and all of those, you kind of let your guard down and something kind of got in.
Right. I think so. I think that could definitely be. And don't you think that happens to a lot of us when we are at our weakest is when these things can, you know, jump in? I just have a feeling that there is this weird connection and grandpa being the kind of guy he is, even though he maybe didn't realize what he was doing, was able to protect her.
Yeah. Well, that was an interesting story. And you could tell in her voice, like, that really affected her.
Yeah.
And that always will. Like, that kind of thing doesn't go away. You know, right. it kind of changes who you are.
Well,
yeah, like 1991.
Like
that. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, and that you could still hear the emotion in her voice. So I guess I'm going to go that direction with it.
And I just, yeah. But, you know, it's so interesting that she kind of went on instinct. Like, things are coming out of her mouth. She's like, I'm not even religious and I'm saying these things.
Right.
And then she had to go get holy water and bless the house and told her live-in helper to pray. And, like, she was just trying to do anything.
Yeah,
that's how desperate she felt. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.